You are listening to Concert Blast.
Well, I got a message, I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
But when I look at the stars,
to fall in love with you, I want to fall in love with you.
Today was soon to be gone, like yesterday is gone, like history is gone. The world keeps spinning on, you're going, going, gone. But if I can't swim after 40 days, in my mind is crushed by the crash.
My name is Stu Williams. I'm from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I am Daniel Cunningham from Dixon, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Mac Powell from Third Day, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Mark Lee from Third Day, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, we're Jars of Clay,
and you are certainly listening to the Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Chad from the band Switchfoot, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Humbling is confidence, and wondering why the world is passed him by. Arguments and failed attempts to fly. We were meant to live for so much more. We lost ourselves somewhere. We live inside, somewhere we live inside. We were meant to live for so much more. We lost ourselves somewhere. We
Welcome to Concert Blast. This is Tom Thompson along with
Brian Hasbrook and
Mike Arnold. Well, we're at the GMA Week, and tonight's Monday night at GMA Week, which is night number three. We're at the Wild Horse Saloon. We're actually back here in the Riverview area to look out over the Cumberland River. Great
Man,
view, isn't it?
Gorgeous, gorgeous view.
GMA Week, for y'all don't know, it's Gospel Music Week, and you're thinking, oh man, gospel music. Wait till you hear what we got to bring to you today, because we have three big ones. We have Third Day,
Switchfoot, and Jars of Clay.
Now, Jars of Clay, I think we were told that they're supposed to do an acoustic set. I think they changed that to an electric set.
Which I'll be glad of that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
That's true.
And another thing, Robert Randolph was supposed to be here tonight, but he, for some reason, couldn't make it.
Yes, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him.
Me too.
But you really can't complain with the three other bands. Come on, guys.
I mean, each one of these bands should be able to headline this place and sell it out tonight.
That's very true.
It's
very
unbelievable true. That they're going to be putting them all on the same bill. But that's GMA Week. You never know what's going to go down.
That is very true.
Another thing is special about tonight. Tonight is the first show. It's like a preview of a tour that's upcoming.
Well, there's no telling how much these acts would draw either by themselves or cumulatively, but I know they're all headlining the Somme Center, which is the Nashville's largest venue, and it'll hold about 20,000.
Yeah, and I believe the tour starts sometime in August, too, so they should be coming to a town near you.
Another thing that's special tonight, we have a new sponsor. Now, tonight's big sponsor for who really wanted to sponsor this particular show, and Tom's very excited about this place because he loves this place.
This place is absolutely fantastic. They got the best buffet out there, and I mean literally, it is so incredibly good. Of course, we're talking about the Old Country Store and Buffet in Casey Jones Village.
In Jackson, Tennessee. Yeah.
Exit 80A. Right off of I-40. And guys, I tell you what, they have the best breakfast buffet, lunch buffet, and dinner buffet of any place I've ever been.
It's like walking up to grandma's house, sitting down at the table and say, let's eat.
That's a great analogy.
Several times.
Oh, it is. I mean, we just indulge ourselves so much that we just literally fall asleep on our way home.
And I can tell you, whoever drives is the only one staying awake after we eat there.
That is the truth.
We do kind of overdo it.
Well, you got to make room. It's only like maybe four times a year, man.
Anytime we go West Tennessee, we always stop at the Casey Jones Village to eat at the old country store and buffet. Now, I tell you what, they do have a breakfast buffet. It's not a traditional buffet. Of course, they do have the traditional items on their buffet, but also they have like chocolate gravy over some hot biscuits. Man, there's nothing like it. Fried chicken and pork chops on a breakfast buffet. You don't hear about that.
Oh, it's so good. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
They also have a to-go plate, $4.99, and you can have a meat and two sides. You can't beat that.
No way. Don't forget about the cornbread that they make like pancakes right there in front of you.
Man, I'm hungry.
Let's go eat, guys. And again, thank you. Get onto the website, oldcountrystore.com or caseyjones.com, and you can read all about them. And, man, those pictures will make you hungry. Let's go eat, guys.
Telling you, man, you will not be disappointed. I guarantee you.
Another big thing that's happened tonight is Brian and Tom, before I arrived tonight, actually had a very nice pleasure to talk to a couple of guys.
Yes, we talked to Mac from Third Day and Chad
from Switchfoot.
Man, absolutely,
it was
man.
Great conversation. We really appreciate all the help and just being able to get us that interview too. And
we want to give special thanks to Provident Music Group's Jackie for setting all this up.
Absolutely. Jackie, we appreciate all the help in setting up these interviews, and you have no idea how much we appreciate it. A little bit surprised because me and Tom thought we were just going up for a non-question and answer thing. So, surprise!
That was a big surprise, and we really do appreciate it.
Let's start this podcast off by talking to Mac Powell.
Of course, of Third Day. We are here backstage at the Wild Horse. We got an exciting night to bring to you, and we've got a very, very special guest, and we're going to let him introduce himself.
Hey, this is Mac Powell from the group Third Day.
We got shows all this week, and Mac gave us a few minutes here. We're going to ask him a few questions here. Tell us a little bit about the new CD.
The new CD is called Revelation. It comes out July 29th. It's a record that we're really, really excited about people hearing, and I know that people always say that when they have a new record come out. If this is not one of our best, maybe the best record that we've ever made, and we've made quite a few records, so that's saying a lot. We've put a lot of time and blood and sweat and tears into this record. Just recorded in L.A., which we've never done before, and worked with a new producer, a guy named Howard Benson, who's done a lot of big rock radio records. He did the Daughtry record last year, and he really, I think, brought the best out in our songwriting and our performances, and so I can't wait for people to hear it.
Mac, you guys do a lot of charitable work, including Habitat for Humanity, and I know you're tying that into an upcoming tour. Can you tell us a little bit about your tie-in with Habitat and the tour?
Yeah, it's called the Music Builds Tour, and it starts in August, and it goes through the fall. It's going to be with Third Day with us, a group called Switchfoot, and a guy named Robert Randolph, who's an amazing pedal steel guitar player, and also Jars of Clay. And there's going to be side stage as well, so there'll be three or four other acts that come along and play earlier on in the day. It's almost like a touring festival. It's going to be a big deal. We're really excited about it. As fans of these guys, these bands, and artists, and their music, well, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, we were just looking at the tour there, and I mean, we're getting a little introduction tonight of this tour, which we're so excited about. What keeps Third Day going?
Well, there's so many different things that keep us going. You know, it's our job, that's one, so we have to support our families. That's one of many reasons, but you know, for us, it's more than music. We feel like we're called to go out and to share our faith through our music and share encouraging words to people. That's what keeps us going. Our fans keep us going by hearing their response to this music and how it's changed their lives and encouraged them. So many different things.
I just melt when you hear Third Day and they say, you know what? You know, we're here to come and worship the Lord, and what's great about it is we're here and this is going to be a church service. I mean, it's just so much that you can bring together, and your music does that, and I mean,
just unites everybody, and we just get so excited about it.
Well, thanks. It's, as you know, our pleasure. It's for us to be doing this for 15, 16 years now and still going strong. It's an amazing blessing, and you know, ultimately that's a blessing from God, but it also comes down to our fans listening and still going out and buying those records.
Absolutely.
You guys have won so many awards over the years, had so many accolades. Do you have any particular goals in mind when you create this music that you hope to achieve these type of awards?
You know, all we can do is just be grateful and thankful for those accolades. I mean, a lot of times, you know, the people who vote for those awards are fellow musicians and people in the industry. So in a way, that's almost, I don't want to say it's more important than the fans voting, but it brings a little bit more, you know, it's not a popularity vote, because if that word, you know, a fan vote is a popularity vote, and that's all great, but to see people who are inside your industry and see the music that you make and they know what goes behind it more than just going in the studio and magically there's a record, that's a really cool thing to be acknowledged by those peers and something that never, ever gets old.
Who are some of your influences that got you started writing and playing music?
Well, there's so many. I mean, growing up, I listened to a lot of stuff that my dad listened to. Even though I didn't grow up in the 70s, I was listening to a lot of 70s singer-songwriter stuff and Southern rock stuff and stuff that my dad was fans of. You know, Creedence Clearwater Revival and James Taylor and Elton John and some great artists. From my early days of being young and youth and loving music, I listened to a lot of pop radio stuff. And then later on in life, in my college days, really was influenced by a guy named Rich Mullins, who's an amazing Christian writer, and a guy named Michael W. Smith and Stephen Curtis Chapman, and like a ton of artists. I mean, there's way too many to really even be able to mention.
Are those the gentlemen who influenced you to choose Christian music as your career rather than the secular world?
Well, I think those artists were artists that showed me that it can be done. When I graduated high school, Mark and I started Third Day, and we didn't really know much about Christian music. I'd heard of Petra and heard of Amy Graham, and that was about it. So I had no idea there was such a huge industry, and so we had already decided at that point we're going to try to write some songs about our faith. I mean, we thought we were starting this Christian music thing, you know, and later did we realize there were many, many people who went many years before us and paved the way. But those were definitely artists who showed us that it can be done with quality, and that it can be done where people just keep coming back and hearing more music.
Do you have, or tell us about, one of your career highlights so far?
Oh, man, that's a hard one. There have been a lot of great highlights for us. I think a couple of years ago when our last studio record came out, or 3 years ago, it was our fastest selling gold record. It's called Wherever You Are, and we had two of our biggest radio hits, Cry Out to Jesus and Mountain of God, were on that record. That's, you know, for us to have been around for, at that time, it was about 12, 13 years, and really have music that's still touching people was a, you know, because when we put that record out, we thought, is anybody going to care? And that was a big encouragement to us to see that there were people who still cared about Third Day music. Back in 2001, we had won at the Dove Awards Group of the Year, Artist of the Year. We'd won four or five Doves that night, and that was a career highlight as well. And that was a turning point for us, I think, that we finally felt like we belonged in Christian music. I think in the years past, before that, we had felt like, okay, we're the little step children, you know, that, yeah, that, you know, the band that plays for the youth group. But then that kind of solidified it for us that, hey, we're representatives of Christian music.
Well, all the live shows that you guys performed, what's the most embarrassing moment you've ever had on stage?
Oh, man. I think only once that I can remember did I go out and say, how you doing, Indiana, and we were in Illinois.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
Is there a time frame that you can see this ending or just not see it ending? I mean, how much longer do you see playing, writing music?
You know, when we first started, I said, I don't want to be doing this for 20 years,
right,
but we're really close to that, and I don't want to end anytime soon. So who knows? We're going to do this as long as people want to listen to our music. I don't think we're going to be one of those bands that breaks up. It's going to be kind of fades away. You know, we'll still come back and play for whoever wants to listen.
Well, that's a perfect question we had on here, is what keeps this band together?
Just really understanding each other's personalities and knowing what makes each other tick and why we say and do the things that we do, and just knowing that, you know, giving each other grace and mercy, just like in a marriage, it's or in a friendship. You just try to forgive easy and try to love more and more every day.
Mac, we know you're busy and you got time constraints. We got one question we'd like to ask. What are you thankful for?
Yeah, I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for grace and mercy. I'm thankful for my family, thankful for this great ministry that we have called Third Day, and the list goes on and on.
I love it when you say this ministry, Third Day, because that's what it really is. I mean, it's so powerful, and I know it's so important to get the word out, and you've got such a huge following. And what I love is seeing the young people out there, because it really shows that your message, Switchfoot's message, when you're touring with them, that you're bringing people up when they're young and bringing them to the Lord, and through music is a great way of doing that.
Yeah, Christian music was a big influence on me, helping me grow in my faith, and we're just glad to be able to do that for other people.
That's great, man. Good. We really appreciate you. Looking forward to the show.
Get yourself a glass of water, man.
Hey, we'll see you in August, too, man. Have a good one.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Dad, did y'all like that conversation?
I tell you what, Mac's voice tonight, you know, he was having a little bit of problems with a cold, but it still was strong. What a great person.
Tom, what'd you get him sick for, man? He was fine when he sat down.
That's right. I was sitting next to him, wasn't I?
Okay. Now, earlier tonight also, they have a really good conversation with Chad of Switchfoot, the drummer. Now, here's his conversation.
My name's Chad Butler, playing a band called Switchfoot from San Diego, California. We've been a band for about 11 years, and we have 6 records out, and we're actually on tour right now. So it's a great opportunity to be here playing tonight with a really eclectic lineup with Third Day and Jars of Clay. Really respect those guys. It's going to be a good show.
We just noticed, we didn't realize that the tour was going to be going on, was start sometime in August, I believe.
Yeah.
But we get an introduction tonight of these bands, and tell us how all 4 of you grouped together.
Well, we had been talking about ways to make our touring have more of a lasting impact than just one night of music, and trying to engage the local community to do something great and bigger than music itself. And so this last year we did a tour for Habitat for Humanity that went really well. That was the Appetite for Construction tour that we did with Reliant K. And it was a nationwide tour, and we got to build houses right alongside families that were going to live in the house and get to hear their story and to be a part of tangibly leaving an imprint on a community. So that was such a great experience. We really wanted to do another project with Habitat, so that the Music Builds Tour is sort of the next step in that. And, you know, it's got a really diverse musical lineup of just people who wanted to get on board to help and to do something bigger than ourselves.
Chad, I'm just wondering, when you guys first started out, how did you keep it together when there wasn't any money there?
You know, we spent a lot of years borrowing mom's minivan and touring the country, eating Taco Bell and sleeping on the floor of friends' houses. And, you know, it's just sort of one of those things where you pay your dues and you love music and you love being together and seeing the world together. It's just nothing better. It's sort of the dream job, you know? Yeah, when it actually became a job and we could actually support ourselves, it was just something that we never had anticipated. And it's been quite a ride. And to look back after 11 years and to still have the same band lineup, just knowing that we'll be friends long after the band is over is sort of what's behind it all, you know, relationships.
Chad, was there ever a particular moment in time where you guys said to yourselves, either privately or together, we made it?
I thought we made it about the first time we got to play on a stage and people actually paid money to come and see us. You know, that just blew my mind that we could actually play music and have people listen. So it's sort of been surreal ever since.
Tell us who some of your influences are.
Well, for me growing up, I was a big fan of The Police and obviously, you know, Led Zeppelin and U2 and Stevie Wonder. It's an amazing time for music. We've got access to so many new artists, and I've been into a bunch of new music, a band called Spoon, a band called Phoenix from Europe, and a band called Mew from Europe as well.
So what made you choose a Christian genre rather than more secular?
Well, I didn't really know what the difference was, and I'm not sure I still completely wrap my head around that. To me, I think labels do more harm than good, you know? For me growing up, I was always very open with my friends about what I believe, and, you know, I think as an artist, that just naturally translates into what you're writing. But as far as putting a category around your band name or what the album is or where you're playing, for us, we've always been really excited about seeing people of all different races and religions show up at our shows and look out in the audience and see diversity. That's a wonderful thing. We just want everybody to be invited, you know, and to feel welcome. And yeah, we've never really put a tag on our music other than just rock music for thinking people.
You've got a huge following of teenagers. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, we play a lot of colleges. You tend to gravitate to where people are more receptive to your music. We found that on college campuses, we have a pretty big following, and I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, just sort of the questions that our songs ask and sort of the honest vulnerability maybe in the lyrics and just trying to figure life out, you know. And I've never claimed to anybody that I've got it figured out, and I appreciate having that dialogue with people that are, you know, willing to ask deeper questions about life. And after a show, to hang out and talk to people on a college campus is an amazing thing. You know, oftentimes we'll stay hours after the show just hanging out outside talking to people and hearing what they're into and how music's affecting them. And yeah, to me, it's music's a conversation, you know, and it's not just one-sided. It's the band throwing music out there and the audience throwing it right back.
I'm going to ask you something we normally ask every artist. What's your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, man. I remember back in the day, I was the only one old enough to rent a vehicle. And we flew in, rented a van, got out on the road. We'd only been on tour for a few hours, and I fell asleep at the wheel and almost wrecked the van. And the guys had to jump up and grab the wheel and get us out of a ditch. And yeah, in those moments, you know, you're like, I think it was those, what do they call those bumps?
Those little ridges they got on the side of the road.
That wakes you up. And the screams from the other band members.
How does it feel playing Nashville? Does it feel different than some of your other cities?
Well, it's such a town full of music history and heritage that it's amazing to be in a place where you know music's been played every night of the year for decades, if not centuries. To have that sort of history all around you, there's something in the air that's a little more inspiring than maybe playing in Milwaukee or somewhere
exactly
out in the middle of nowhere. So, yeah, it feels really good.
So far, what is your, like, highlight of your music playing career?
You know, for me, I've never been about the numbers. You know, I think that stuff will drive you crazy, you know. And you have highlights of, you know, success where people are like, well, you just played in front of a lot of people, or, oh, you got to play on TV or whatever. But for me, I guess the most memorable moments are oftentimes, you know, the small, sweaty rock clubs where there's just a bunch of people singing as loud as the band, you know.
Right.
And at the end of the night, you feel like you're just drenched in sweat and you're all singing the same songs, and it doesn't matter who's playing what and who's on stage and who's off stage. It's just one big family.
Chad, we know you're pressed for time here. One final question. What are you most thankful for in your life?
Man, it is a gift to play music every day, and I think I inherited that from my father. My dad was a musician growing up, and there was always records playing in the house, and he taught me guitar, and I just really look up to him. He's my hero, and I'm really thankful for that foundation.
Wow, that's great.
Hey, we appreciate it. Looking forward to the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for
have a good
time,
one.
Guys.
Okay,
looking forward to
thank
seeing
you. Another great guy, and you can tell Chad just thoroughly loves what he does, and he really enjoys the band. You know what? You're going to see a lot more Switchfoot.
Oh, yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing Switchfoot tonight. A matter of fact, we do have a couple of special guests here. Let's talk to them real quick. Hello, what's your names?
My name's Nate Perkins.
Elliot Wyman.
Elliot and Nate are coming as our guests tonight to see the GMA week, and who's your favorite tonight?
Third Day.
Switchfoot.
All right, so you both win tonight, right?
Absolutely.
How many times can you imagine seeing those two guys on the same bill in a place like this?
You can't imagine that. I've never seen anything like that before.
You know, like, I don't ever expect it to be in a place like the Wild Horse, maybe, like, at a concert hall, like yeah, the amphitheater, but never at, like, the Wild Horse or anything like that.
Have y'all seen either one of these before?
Yeah, I've seen Third Day a couple times.
I've seen Switchfoot once, and I believe Third Day once.
All right, let's go downstairs and see what we have to come.
Into summer and into the fall, probably the biggest Christian tour and mainstream tour and benefit tour ever to hit our community, all mixed together. This tour is going to include some guys named Jars of Clay, also music legend Robert Randolph and the Family Band, some guys out my way from California named Switchfoot, and some people you're familiar with, Third Day. So you're going to get a glimpse of it tonight. And to kick the night off right, give a warm, rousing Nashville welcome to Jars of Clay.
Well, we're waiting for Jars of Clay to take the stage.
Here we come, man. Making their way.
We were told an acoustic set, but they got their electric equipment out.
Absolutely.
Here comes Jars of Clay.
We'll be right back.
to recap a little bit of tonight's show, we had Jars of Clay coming out there doing just a warm-up set of about 30 minutes. We thought it was going to be acoustic. They came out there with the electricity going.
Which, you know, that was good because, I mean, we got an electric show versus an acoustic show. Yep, they left off a lot of their big hits, and we don't know why.
They didn't have but about two new songs, one or two new songs. The songs they played were electric, but they really weren't that popular. At least to me, they weren't. I was wanting to see a greatest hit show for 30 minutes.
That's what you would think. I mean, 30-minute show, boom, get the big hits out there, maybe do one new song and go on. But no, it was songs that weren't their biggest hits.
But the next act made up for it, didn't it?
Oh, man, Switchfoot, I tell you what, the crowd was here for Switchfoot. A lot of younger people here, and I tell you what, John came out with some power, with some energy. Okay, the lights just went down, and people are cheering for Switchfoot.
What's up with that?
Yep. Here comes Switchfoot!
Looks like Switchfoot. They teased everybody when they hit the stage.
Yes, they did.
Because you thought they were going to do Meant to Live.
Yes.
And Brian and I already knew because we already looked it up.
Yes, we read it.
And we read that they started off with Meant to Live as an intro, then switched it and went into the new song of the latest album, Oh Gravity.
There's a fracture in the color bar in the backseat.
I'm telling
Just
you,
name
man.
Some of them.
I tell you, looking at stars.
I've been thinking about everyone, everyone. You look so lonely. But when I look at the stars.
This is your life?
Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. This is your life. Are you who you wanna be? This is your life. Are you who you wanna be? This is your life. Is everything you dream it will be? Today will soon be gone, like yesterday is gone, like history is gone. Just try and prove me wrong, and pretend like you're immortal.
They mixed gone in the middle of everything a little bit, didn't they?
I really like how they did that.
It worked out very well, it really did.
Went into a song called This Is Home, which is coming up in a movie.
And then they broke into 30 Second Hands.
Can't get nothing for free. It becomes so predictable. start fighting to breathe. The dirty second hands, the dirty second hands.
He said this song is actually about our own dirty hands.
Right.
Hey, you remember when John grabbed the cymbal off the drum kit
and went
and
crazy,
he was spinning it around, and started beating on
they
it?
Had about that. He was beating it for a while, and then he started doing a like a whirling dervish kind of thing with strobe lights.
Yeah, the strobe lights were just flashing all over him.
I was dizzy watching him, man.
I was waiting for him to lose it and fall down myself.
I'm telling you, man, he was going.
They went into another acoustic on fire, got the crowd singing and chanting a little bit. But the magic thing about that song was John walked through the crowd onto a table
right in front of us. Yeah. Yeah.
And smiling as I'm taking his picture the whole time, Brian.
Oh, yeah. We were right there. And I tell you what, the crowd went crazy then.
And you can see the pictures Brian took on
www.concertblast.com.
At the end of that song, John just looked around and he goes, well, what do I do? Because he's stuck in the middle of the big crowd.
Right.
This big, tall guy got up and says, get on my shoulders. I'll take you to the stage. Yep. And he did.
Walked him right through. Thanked him for dropping him off.
When they got to the stage, they went into the latest hit.
The Awakening.
Here we go.
Sing a little bit on that at the start, but then they broke this time into the whole song of
Meant to Live.
We were meant to live for so much more. We lost ourselves somewhere. We live inside, somewhere we live inside. We were meant to live for so much more. And we lost ourselves somewhere. We
got the crowd to sing that.
They were loving it too, man.
You listen to this now.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know what? They could have played 10 more songs and the crowd still would have loved it.
Yes, they would have. But they only got enough time to do one more song. Another hit of theirs.
The hit of theirs. Dare You to Move.
Dare You to Move.
Sound that was too.
I still like calling it Welcome to the Planet.
Right there, man.
They said goodnight. The crowd went crazy. Listen to a little bit of this and what the people said. Switchfoot, leave me on the stage, Tom.
Yeah, man. I don't think they're coming back, but I tell you what a show, man.
That was an excellent show, wasn't it?
Oh, man. Like I said, it's the greatest hits, I'm telling you.
What did you think about Switchfoot tonight?
It was really good. They really rocked the house. It was much better than Jars of Clay.
Third day ought to rethink who's going to be opening for whom on the rest of this tour.
I'm not going to argue about that one.
I wouldn't want to go on after that.
No. Hey, you had a a sign up. Where is it?
It's a poster. It's for Switchfoot Nothing Sound. My sister got it for me at one of their last concerts here. And I decided it would be a good idea to bring it because, I mean...
You're a big Switchfoot fan,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
What's your name?
Colin.
Colin, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12 years old. At a Switchfoot concert, I don't see anybody with you. You drove down here by yourself?
My dad's over there.
Oh, hitting the balcony?
Yeah, and my sister's over there, and my mom's over there.
And you just left everybody and said, I'm going to rock out with John and the guys, right?
Yeah, it was
right.
Pretty cool.
And you were right up front, too, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, I actually helped John get on the guy's back when he...
Yeah, when he came out in the crowd.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I saw you over there.
But yeah, there you go, see.
All right, take care.
Definitely a lot of Switchfoot fans here tonight. Singing, knew that music, didn't they?
They most definitely did, man. Well, I have to agree. I don't know if I want to go on after a Switchfoot set like that.
That would be pretty tough.
That was tough. So, hey, Nate, you never seen Switchfoot before. What'd you think?
Haven't seen him before. Very impressed. I've seen Third Day, and I'm kind of like the guy that was talking earlier. That's a tough act to follow. I watched Third Day follow Toby Mac a couple years ago. I love Third Day, but I don't know how they can keep up with that.
Well, Third Day will show us all that they can come out here and rock as well. We'll see. Oh, yeah. I've seen the set list.
Okay, cool.
It's not going to be a lot of worship stuff tonight. Now it's time for Third Day to come on. Listen how they hit the stage. Looks like Third Day's getting ready to come on stage, Tom.
Oh, I don't see him yet, but I can hear something going on.
You got two big screens in the background announcing the tour. Then you got, there comes David Carr on the drums. Red lights all over the stage.
Yep, here they come.
Here comes Tom. And they came out with a really rock and roll song called Tunnel.
There's a light at the end of this tunnel. There's a light at the end of this tunnel for you. For you. And there's a light at the end of this tunnel. Shining bright at the end of this tunnel for you.
They got into another older favorite called
I Got a Feeling.
Well, I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on. Show the people I've been away. Maybe I will tomorrow. Maybe I will today. Cause I got a feeling it won't be long. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. But I know one thing for sure. The time will tell it. Well, I got a feeling. Nothing else it can set me free, but I know one thing for sure. Well, I got to show it.
Then they got everybody singing the song Rockstar.
I wanna be a rock star, but I ain't got what it takes. With a drive and a determination, it'll look your brakes. I wanna be a rock star, yeah, but I ain't got the face. Yes, I wanna.
Man, that was great too, man. I love that song.
I went into some new songs. He says, I know you're all here to see the old school songs, but we're here to also promote a new album. It's coming out when?
July
29th. There's a song called
Call My Name.
You feel like you're alone in your sadness, and it seems like no one in this whole world cares, and you wanna get away from the madness. You just call my name and I'll be there. You just call my name.
very first album, which shocked me because I love this song about Jesus and the two thieves on the cross. It was Thief.
I am a thief. I am a murderer. Walking up this lonely hill. What have I done? No, I don't remember. How I feel, and I know that my time is coming soon.
Here comes Jerry.
Oh, boy, comes the man right here.
What'd you guys think of Switchfoot? Switchfoot.
Incredible. Man, they were rocking, weren't they?
How would you like to play after Switchfoot?
Yeah.
That's kind of rough right there, man.
Rough.
No doubt about it, man.
Rough. I would have bowed out and said, all right, guys, you got me.
I'm with you.
So you like Switchfoot. What you
I
like
do.
The best?
I do. Meant to Live is probably their best song. It was one of the first songs I ever heard them do. I was actually in Iraq the first time I heard that song.
Wow. You're a soldier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to be.
Wow. Well, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you for your friendliness here at the Wild Horse, too.
Oh, I try.
That's all.
You guys have a good night.
All right, man. We appreciate it. All right, Jerry.
Since Jerry just walked up, let's listen to what Ty Anderson had to say about their USO tour over in Iraq.
We will introduce to you our bass player, Mr. Ty Anderson. Thank you. I want to tell you about something really cool we had the opportunity to do. Back in January, we had the opportunity to be the first Christian band ever to go on a USO tour and go perform for the troops over in Kuwait and Iraq. And I tell you what, it makes playing for GMA seem easy after you play for a sea of camouflaged soldiers holding M16s. So we're not sweating this at all. But I remember I was like, man, that's kind of, you know, it's kind of intimidating, you know, playing for such a well-armed audience. And and Mac reminded me that we had played Detroit, so it's like no big deal. Absolutely amazing to get to perform for the troops, to encourage the troops, and I feel like definitely we were just as encouraged by being there. They asked us to bring back a message for all of you guys, and I know in the middle of this political season, this might sound like a political message, but I promise you it's not. Everyone we met asked two things of us, that they would remind you guys to pray for them, to remember that they're over there. I know it's been 5 years when these soldiers are there, and they need your prayers. The second thing that they asked us to tell you was that they're doing a great job, that they're doing their jobs well, and that you guys have a lot to be proud of. So tonight we're going to play another brand new song for you, and of all the songs we've ever written, while we were over there, it just really felt like this song really came together. It's a song that tonight we'd like to dedicate for all the men and women that are serving our country overseas tonight. This is called Always Be True.
I will always be true. No, I'll never be leaving. I'll be here with you through the storms and the seasons. Through the sun and the rain, through the joy and the pain, I will know what to do. I will always be true.
Then it broke into another hit called
Come On Back to Me.
Never mind your worries, never mind your fears, they can only take you far from me. And when you feel there's no for you to turn, like I want, and everything you need, come on back to me. Come on back to me.
This next song was my favorite song of the entire
really?
Night. I mean, I believe it was my best song. You know the name of the song was, don't you?
That?
I believe I did.
Strong, and I believe in her that carries.
set with their new CD title song called Revelation.
Give me a revelation. Show me what to do. Cause I've been trying to find my way.
That's going to be a hit. There's no doubt about it.
No, you think so?
Yeah, I really do.
When they came back in the encore, they went into another new one called The Other Side.
I know that there's a better way. I think I'm going to make a change.
Song for the night, which is what they opened it with the last time we saw them.
Not a bad ending song, though, either.
Creed.
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified and dead and buried. I believe what I believe is what makes me what I.
This is to the crowd as they went off the stage.
Third day's out there on the stage waving goodbye. Ty's putting his bass down. David's throwing out drumsticks. They're walking back and forth, waving goodbye to everybody. Mike's doing a little dance out there. And they're taking their final bow. Third day, leaving the stage.
Thanks for coming out tonight for the Music Builds Tour Party. Coming to a city near you, August through September. Check out musicbuildstour.com. Have a good night.
There's Third Day. There's Switchfoot. There's Jars of Clay. What's your favorite tonight?
My favorite would have to be Switchfoot. Third Day was a close second.
How about you, Nate?
I'm not sure. I knew more Third Day songs. I'm not as big of a Switchfoot fan, but they kind of won me over tonight. But I really enjoyed Third Day. I think they, for the most part, shared their faith just a little bit more. I like their openness with their proclamation of Christ.
How'd you like Creed there at the end?
I loved it. It's my favorite song.
Last time we saw them, I started off with that. Man, I love that. It just like pumps you up,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, good way to end it, too.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having us.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Nate and Elliot, everybody. Woo! Well, that does it for us tonight here at the Wild Horse Saloon. Now, we just seen the whole night. What do you think? I mean, I have to say, Jars of Clay, I mean, I was expecting Flood. I was expecting, you know, a whole lot more of their songs that were just big hits that put them on the map. And I talked to other people in the crowd, and they were saying the same thing, that they were kind of disappointed with their set list. They sounded good.
Yeah, they were loud, and I'm like Mike. I want to hear a lot of the old stuff.
I'm with you there. I mean, there was only one song that I heard of before, and I was ready to hear a couple of the big hits, too. And it's like, okay, we're doing a short set list tonight. You would think they would at least play three or four of their big hits.
They were very good, but they played a little bit more obscure stuff that a lot of people who didn't follow them may not know.
Then came Switchfoot. Now, what do you think about that? I have to say, I don't know what I could have done any better for the length they had to play. I did want to hear Lonely Nation. I'd have to look at all their songs to see what else I wanted to hear.
Right.
American Dream would have been nice, but they rock.
They rock like there was 12,000 people watching them.
Well, what I liked about it, you have such an intimate setting. I mean, what can you jam in a Wild Horse? 1,500, 2,000. Well, they normally play, this day and age, they probably play at least 5,000 seaters or better headlining. They gave us a full-blown show. I was kind of disappointed that Robert Randolph wasn't there, but gave the other bands more opportunity.
How about John, the lead singer? He just kept moving around. He was so energetic, more than I've ever saw him.
John has kind of long hair right now, and he kept going down his face. He kept trying to pull it back, and he kept dropping back. Should have wore a hat or a cap or something to hold it back, man.
But the whole band was just so into it. I know I wouldn't want to have been third day to follow Switchfoot. I know that for sure.
But they did.
I know. They didn't have a choice.
If I was third day, I would rearrange that. I would have to rearrange.
Rotate it.
I would. I don't know about that. I mean, that's tough.
Man, that is tough.
Now, comes to third day. I liked them, but I didn't love them like I had in the past. They left out all the worship songs. No God of Wonders.
No, that really surprised me.
No, You Are So Good to Me. No King of Glory. I mean.
But they played Creed.
They did play Creed, and that sounded great.
But again, Mac wasn't feeling up to it, and he kept on saying that to the crowd. So maybe it just wasn't the right songs for somebody that's not feeling well.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't have left out the worship songs because that's what they're known for. That's what really put them on the map and put their mark on the map was that.
But again, you know, still great show throughout. I mean, you can't miss these three big, huge acts on one show.
Once again, we want to thank our sponsor for tonight's show, and that's
Old Country Store and Buffet in Casey Jones Village in Jackson, Tennessee.
Right off the interstate, yeah!
Exit 80A, right off of I-40.
It's right off the interstate. If you're ever going to Memphis or going to Nashville from Memphis, you got to stop there. You got to get you something to eat. And when you finish eating, if you have the room, stop in and check out their ice cream parlor. Oh my goodness.
Man.
And then pick up some candies and some souvenirs that they all have right there in the Old Country Store. Again, check them out on the web with CaseyJones.com or OldCountryStore.com.
And if there's a line, be patient because it's worth waiting for, man.
There you go.
That's right. They'll wheel you through there pretty fast, so don't give up. But that food is well worth the wait.
Also, we want to ask you to send us some emails. Continue to vote for us. Just go to concertblast.com. On the right-hand side, we have a vote link. Click that link and make sure you reply back to your email.
Because if you don't reply, we don't get a vote.
Don't count then.
Leave a comment only if you want to. But it's more important for you to communicate with us. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you've been listening to. Introduce yourself to us. Get in touch with us at
concertblast@gmail.com.
Well, until next time, this is Mike signing off.
This is Brian signing off.
And Tom signing off.
God bless you. See you next show.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Bum, 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 bum.
Bow.
Bum, 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 bum.
I get the bow.
You get the low, boo.
Low. How low can you go?